Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins. Just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Lots to get to on this Friday morning. Glad that you're here with us. Before the end of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, we are going to talk to the owner over in Kirkwood of a Tesla that just got vandalized, and he caught the guy on camera doing it. And the question is, what happens now? Because apparently the local prosecutor there is not going to prosecute the guy for what he did to this guy's truck. So we're going to talk to that truck owner here at the bottom of the hour at like 8:35 and get his real-time reaction to maybe the lack of interest on the part of a local prosecutor, and his truck is potentially damaged as a result of this. So we're going to get to that for you at 8:35. Right now, I want to focus on something we talk about a lot, which is downtown St. Louis. And oftentimes, you know, I'll admit I'm covering stories that are negative about downtown, about, you know, crime. We see it. We work downtown here at 8th and at Olive and 12th Street. So we see it ourselves, but it's about perception. What's your perception? Do you come downtown just for ball games and then go home? Do you go to Washington Avenue, to the restaurants, all that stuff? There's a lot of investment being made on Washington Avenue right now. We've got Alex Oliver with us from Oliver Properties, and they've just announced a $5.7 million investment downtown in a loft building. And Alex, welcome into the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you on this morning. So obviously you guys have a lot of confidence in Washington Avenue, despite maybe either people's perception, whether it's reality or not, that the area was, you know, not what it was a few years ago.
Yeah. I mean, we do have a lot of confidence. So we've been investing on Wash Ave for about the last 18 months or so is when we first picked up our first property right at 10th and Washington. We've now acquired another, I guess this last one we picked up is our fifth property there on Wash Ave. And we recognize they all need work. As you mentioned, we're putting, you know, millions of dollars into the building to upgrade them from what's been really not reinvested since they were originally redeveloped into lofts in the early 2000s. So a lot of these buildings, it's been 20 years since they had major capital reinvested into them. And we're finding success. You know, we've got about 320 units right at the corner of 11th and Washington, and they're all, you know, 90, 95% occupied.
That was kind of my question, was we keep hearing these stories about how businesses, some of them being on Washington Avenue, and some of these residents are moving out of the city. They're moving to a different state. They're moving to somewhere in St. Louis County, St. Charles County. I mean, 90% occupancy is pretty great. Has that been consistent, or have you seen that fluctuate over the years?
So, again, we've really been taking a strategic approach to our investment on Long Wash Ave. So we're going after properties that have not been performing well, because they've not been reinvested, and that's kind of the general theme here along Wash Ave. There was a huge boost of, you know, investment in the historic tax credit era when that first came out in the early 2000s. So, you know, there's thousands of apartments and condos right along Wash Ave between 10th and 18th Street, but a lot of them have not been reinvested in 20 years. And so we were going after properties that were underperforming, hadn't had the reinvestment done into them. And so we're improving the community space, the clubhouse, making it more appealing, adding amenities, make these apartments compete in what residents are looking for today. And then as far as finding people that are liking this, I think we're setting an incredible leasing pace. So a lot of our buildings we actually took over have it like 70-60% occupancy. Our occupancy actually went down for the first several months because we were doing work in the building and renovating it and getting some problematic people out of the property. And then when we started leasing back up again, I mean, there was a spate last fall. We signed 90 new leases in 90 days.
Wow. Well, what's the demographic? Are these younger people who work in downtown?
Yeah, actually, our employment base, it's pretty scattered around. So we have some that are working downtown. We have people that work at restaurants and hotels and bars downtown. We have other people that work over at Scott Air Force Base. We have quite a few people that are engineers that work out of Boeing out near the airport. And they're looking for an urban, walkable environment. So if you're like someone who's young, professional, you know, I recognize we're not going to win over the audience that has, you know, three kids, two dogs, you know, four cars, and wants a yard and a three-car garage. That's not our target audience. But if you're, you know, someone who wants an urban lifestyle where you can walk out your front door and have restaurants and bars and shops and activities and go to sporting events and go to concerts, that's who we're really finding is gravitating towards us. So we're getting about 30% are people that are already living in the metro area. Another 30% that are moving in are coming from either Illinois or Missouri. And another 30% are completely out of state. So we're actually getting a ton of transplants.
And I see the appeal. Like, walkability is very big, especially for the millennials and probably younger, that those generations in particular. There has been a concern about some issues, crime or drag racing, things like that downtown. How do you feel like the city has handled some of these issues that have been, I don't want to say plaguing the city, but maybe that is the word that's best to describe it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the city as a whole, we can, I think, agree no matter what neighborhood you're in, you know, there are challenges. There are certainly challenges in our whole city, whether you're in downtown, North City, South City, you know, in these neighborhoods, you know, I see issues all over the place. We lived in the Central West End for years. Sometimes there's car break-ins over there, people running stop signs. Like, it does happen. I lived downtown at One Cardinal Way for a couple of years, 2021 to 2022, and it was pretty rough. Now, a lot of that has changed since Gabe Gore came into office, and we have a stronger prosecuting attorney. The police force, I think, has been pretty strong about cracking down on some of these behaviors. So I've seen a real difference in, you know, 2023 through 2025 compared to what we saw in, like, 2020 through 2022.
Yeah, and just, I mean, just out of interest, how do you address those concerns with potential clients? Do you have to provide additional security for your buildings?
Yeah, we have security in our building. So overnight, we have a security staff that rotates through the various properties. They're kind of like a roving patrol.
Sure.
We're also on Wash Ave, where, you know, the downtown Sid, and there's the new Wash Ave Sid, has some private security forces that are also adding additional security. Obviously, the police are out here as well. GSL has their safety ambassadors. So there's a lot of security forces around in downtown. I think a lot of it is, you know, an ongoing perception of what some of the challenges are versus maybe more of the reality.
Yeah.
And some of the issues are, you know, we're getting some of the problematic behaviors that were coming from residents in our buildings when we took over the properties are no longer there. And so that's some of the issue as well. You know, we went from, you know, there was 70 police calls at our property the year before we acquired it, and last summer there was 10.
Hmm.
Perfect. Alex Oliver, listen, if people want to find out more about your lofts or Oliver Properties, where can they go?
Yeah, so our website, OPSTL, like Oliver Properties St. Louis, that's got our primary information on it. We've got our six-chord lofts on Wash Ave, Vanguard, Copia, E-Hats, and now the newest property, Bogan Lofts. All have their own website with information out there.
Excellent. Alex, thanks for your time.
Really appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Good to see that there are people with the confidence. That's what it's going to take. You've got to know the problems are there, have a plan for addressing them. It sounds like they have, and get buy-in from the city to take part in that, right?
Yeah, I do appreciate people like Alex who are investing in our city. This has to also involve the city, though, and I hope under Mayor Spencer's leadership that she'll do something about this, and that she has talked about, oh, let's staff the police department. We'll make it happen. You know, put actions behind some of these words that you said on the campaign trail.
Very true. Very true. All right. We're going to get to a quick break. We've got the Chiefs coming in next. We're going to talk guns and hoses. We're going to do our Queen of Hearts drawing winner right after the break. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
Living after midnight, rockin'.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts. Benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
So proud that we are the exclusive radio partner for Guns N' Hoses and helping them raise money. And, of course, all that's going to go to Backstoppers, and we can't wait for that. In fact, I believe we have Colonel O'Toole on the phone right now, director of Backstoppers. And, Colonel, thank you for being on time, because your cohorts are not.
Well, you know, Mark, I'll tell you, it's not surprising that the a police officer is on time and a firefighter is late. I mean, you know, there's no wonder why they're able to save the basements in so many of the fires where the other parts of the structure is burnt. But
they can't even defend themselves. They're not here yet.
Well,
I love it.
Hey, I just want you to make note of this, that, hey, the police, we're here, ready to go, and the firefighters, of course. You know, when he gets in there, you can tell him that the scene is secured. He'll know. That's what we say, is the police get there first, and we have to let them know the scene is secured. They can come in, you know, which is true, but it's unfortunate that there's a reason for that, is because a lot of the scenes, shooting scenes, example, are not necessarily secured.
Yeah.
For a while, you know, so it's all about safety. But I kid my firefighters, brothers and sisters, but they do a fantastic job.
Well, you know, we're so excited, because sometimes these Queen of Heart raffles go on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and there's never a winner. And already, just a few weeks in, we had our first winner. And now it's going again, and the pot is up over $1,600, I think.
And
Yeah, we can announce the winner right now. In fact, the winner for this week, the card is the nine of clubs for slot number 38, and the winner there is going to get $25. We appreciate them taking part in this. We appreciate that. Mark was the winner, and the ticket number is 297-815-413, 297-815-413, and the pot keeps growing. And if you get the Queen of Hearts in this drawing, you win half the jackpot, and half of it goes to Guns N' Hoses. So that's the greatest thing about this whole thing, is that all year long we're going to be generating money for Guns N' Hoses.
It's fantastic, and as you know, Guns N' Hoses, they raise money, which comes right here to the Backstoppers, and we can't do, and everybody knows what we do with our fallen heroes who die in the line of duty, or who are catastrophically injured in the line of duty, that, you know, we step in and we give that financial assistance to those families. But we can't do it without donations and memberships and fundraisers and Queen of Hearts. I mean, that's what this is all about in order for us to fulfill our mission.
Yeah, you know, I did see the other day where the Ferguson officer who was injured and got the brain injury.
TJ?
Yeah.
TJ Brown.
Is up and moving around now and able to talk. That's fantastic.
You know, our board, the Backstoppers board, I think going back to about 2004 is when they started this catastrophic injury fund. And since that time, 2004, we have 13 first responders who the board has, have said are catastrophically injured. Now, what that does is for us here in the office is it immediately gives us that we have the ability, the authority to spend up to $150,000 to assist those catastrophically injured officers, first responders, and if we need more, then we can go back to the board. We only have 13 first responders who are in that category, but I can tell you 5 of the 13 are paralyzed.
Wow.
You know, at least two of them have lost limbs. We have one first responder who was shot in the face with a shotgun. He's blinded.
Yeah.
You know, so these, when you see these injuries, they are truly catastrophic. And this is what they started doing, like I said, in 2004, was to help. They saw the need. And we're fortunate that because of people giving money, donating, and fundraisers and everything Guns N' Hoses does for us, is we're able to do this. And they added this to our mission. And as long as we're able to, we have the funds available, we're going to continue that mission.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Well,
but TJ it's remarkable what he's done. And very recently, Nathan Spies lost his leg on the highway. So those are two right there that we are taking care of assisting financially right now.
Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, we got Colonel Larry O'Toole on the phone with us right now. This just what you just said sent a chill down my spine, because it speaks to the fact that when most of us go to work every day, we don't risk losing a limb or being paralyzed or all those things, but our first responders do, and they put their lives on the line every day, which is why we love that you guys are there for them at Backstoppers. You know, I will have to tell you, Colonel, since we've had you on the phone for like 5 minutes now, the firefighters have finally arrived. Greg Brown is in the studio.
We have a message for you, by the way, unless you wanted to just tell him, Colonel.
No, you tell him. He'll get it.
Well, I've been told that the scene is secured.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I brought the important stuff. I'm taking care of my friends here at 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Why Colonel O'Toole is still sitting with his bunny slippers on at home.
You can go ahead and put a little water on what's left of the structure that was on fire. It's just smoldering at this point, but go ahead.
I'm sure we could get somebody to come by your home and put some water on your home.
We love what you guys do. Love the rivalry and yet the love you guys have for each other, I can tell you.
Well, you know, if Colonel O'Toole would have worked a little harder, he could have been a firefighter.
Too. Think of all those barbecues you missed, Colonel O'Toole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, hey, I'd be able to get some rest, that's for sure.
Is this the smack talk that goes on during actual fights for Guns N' Roses? Before and after, during,
before,
the whole thing?
After, yeah. During.
It doesn't end.
That's funny.
It is good stuff. Well, I'm going to people need to get on there and buy some tickets for this. You can go to stlgunsandhoses.com is the link. I think the last winner only bought like 5 tickets, so you don't have to buy a lot of them. If you buy 5, you get one free. If you buy 15, you get an extra couple. So get on there, buy your tickets, and that all the money's going to Guns N' Roses. So best of luck to everybody. Guys, thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
No, absolutely. Colonel O'Toole, great having you on today. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
All right. We appreciate that. And Chief, thank you. I'm sorry you hit some traffic on the way down here this morning?
Yeah, it was a little congested trying to get down.
I'm sorry about
all
that.
All the way from the hinterlands.
Well, I know. And plus, you had to make a detour to Chicken Ellie's.
To Chicken Ellie's.
He's just trying to serve us.
Thank you.
That's right. You know, just here to serve.
He's still a public
still
servant.
Still in retirement, yeah.
Even though he's retired.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Retired Chief Greg Brown from Eureka. Thank you, my friend.
You are very welcome.
I saw your predecessor last weekend at the trap shoot for Eureka.
Yeah.
Or your successor, I should say, not your predecessor. Awesome. All right, got to go. We'll be back in just a minute with the owner of that Tesla truck in Kirkwood that got vandalized. Stay tuned.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah? You like putting stickers on cars?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Yeah, I got a video of you. You don't know?
No.
Okay. That's fascinating.
Yeah, that is a Kirkwood man who caught a Tesla vandal. Who caught the guy on the cameras on his car sticking stickers
on the side of his car. Like, I guess we're going to find out exactly what those stickers said, because we've got Christian Kirk on the phone. He's the gentleman that posted this up on X, and it's kind of going viral around the country as he confronted the vandal responsible for all this. Christian, welcome into the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning, because I watched the video. I thought you handled it probably much more peacefully than I might have, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
Go ahead. I just kind of describe, because you said this has happened several times. He's been putting them on other cars in Kirkwood. You caught him twice putting a sticker on your car, correct?
Yes, exactly. So I think like 3 days ago, somebody told me, they said, "Hey, what's that on your car?" And I was like, "Oh," and I looked and saw it said F-U-F.. It was a full word spelled out,
yes.
The sticker, and I didn't even notice it. So I pulled the little hard drive from the glove box and Richter roll up and slap a sticker on my car. And so I was like, huh. And then I was like, just in case I go back to the same coffee shop, I'm just going to park in the same spot. And then I'm going to have my notifications on so that I can, right when he does it, I can be there. Yeah. But to kind of back up, I had initially posted his picture on the local Tesla Facebook group, and there were a ton of replies saying, "I got this Scentwood." The person was like, "Oh, he got me in Webster."
Wow.
So yeah, there were a lot of folks that were kind of pissed off, so there's a lot of conversation. So I kind of went about my week, think about it, but was like, oh, if this happens to, go down again, at least I'll kind of have a game plan. So yeah, I was just getting my coffee and got that, and I walked out and I saw him walk past.
Christian, are you still there? We keep your phone keeps cutting out. I'm sorry. We only caught part of that. But you saw the guy walk past your car, and that's when you confronted him?
He walked past me when I was going out to confirm that he had a sticker on me.
Okay.
Because I wanted to make like 100% sure if I was going to push any buttons that
right.
I... Yeah.
You don't have to react.
So yeah, I saw the sticker. I came in the shop and I saw him sitting there, and I make videos for a living, so I kind of know how to plan. I just quickly had a game plan and went in and just asked him what his deal was.
He denied it.
Yes, he at first denied it, which was funny. And again, I mean, the crazy thing is when I put the video up on X or whatever, and it got it blew up, and everybody in the comments is like, "Oh, I would have leveled him and, broken his teeth and this and that." I'm like, man, nothing's going to happen. What are you going to hurt some old dude?
Right.
You know?
Oh, he's old.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not young.
He wasn't a spring chicken, you know what I mean?
The guy's like, hey, he's listening to the show. But what surprises me is that I understand this is a sticker, but Mark and I were talking earlier that sometimes these stickers don't come off, and it still seems like whether it's a sticker or spray paint or whatever, it still should be considered vandalism. And you're saying that police are doing nothing? A prosecutor has said, oh, no, we're not going to do anything as far as pressing charges?
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack there, to be honest, because it's one of those situations. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, thank you.
It's a little tricky. The issue is, if you want to get somebody in trouble for something, it takes a lot of work. Everybody thinks back, you do something and the law is going to get you. No, you need a motivated person to pay money and fund, lawyers, and there's a lot that goes into that. And so I knew that right away. Because this had happened to me in Frontenac before, where some kid wrote on my car with his fingers, and I caught him, and I actually confronted him in the gym. And it was the same thing. He just folded instantly. But when I talked to the police, and again, the police were just like, listen, is there any permanent damage? This is just going to sit on a prosecutor's desk for 6 months, and they're going to choose not to take it on. And so I'm like, okay, how can I actually, consequences?
Yeah.
That's the thing that matters.
Christian, you're breaking up on us again, my friend. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
It's still breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're in a building or what's going on. Yeah, now I can hear you. Sorry.
This feels like one of those commercials. Can you hear me now?
but Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that there are rules, but there are not consequences. You know, yeah. The day you're not supposed to stick around somebody's car, but is there a consequence to you? No, not really, except for, you know, for this character.
Christian,
I put together a video.
Yeah, we're really having a hard time hearing you. About every other word is coming through. I don't know if the problem's on your end or our end. I apologize for that. If you can move to a different area or something, that would be great. But my other question is, you know, I invited you on my show this morning. I have no idea what your politics are, but it's weird to me that the people that pushed hard for people to drive electric vehicles, many of those people are the ones that are now out vandalizing them, it seems to me like. Have we lost Christian altogether? What's that? Let me try it again. Are you still there, sir?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So yeah, I can. Sorry, I don't know if you heard my question or not. So go ahead. What's your answer?
Well, it's like politically, I'm relatively neutral. I will say I've been pushed in certain directions just based on the way people treat me. But for the most part, I'm just trying to lay low and mind my own business. I like cool things. I thought it was cool, so I wanted to get it, you know. It wasn't really about making a statement, and it's just funny. Like, I get the middle finger 3-4 times a week.
Oh, my gosh. Driving. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, you're not even, like you said, it's not like you're buying it because you love Elon Musk and you love Donald Trump, like many people think. And so it just makes no sense that those are the people who are out there trying to vandalize it, setting them on fire and, you know, spray paint or, in this case, stickers.
It's completely wild. Again, it's frustrating because it's my kids love it. And that's what's funny to me is, like, kids that don't have any of this political filter from, you know, any race, whatever, they're all just like, oh, my God, look, it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, there's these people. I hate to say it. It's a pretty specific demographic that gives me the dirty looks, the middle fingers and the stickers. You know, you can kind of pick them out of a lineup.
Wow.
Which is funny.
Has it gotten so bad you've thought about selling it?
You know, no. But there's days where it doesn't, like, it usually doesn't bother me. But if you're having a bad day and then someone throws you that kind of energy on top of it, you're just like, I didn't totally need that, you know. But
right.
It's really, sad. You know, I don't care.
Well, Christian, I tell you what, man, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes this morning, and I'd love to know if you end up hearing back from that prosecutor. To me, I agree with Kim. Vandalism is vandalism. Whether they scratched your car with a key or they stuck a sticker on there that you're going to risk damaging the paint to get it off, it's still vandalism. And unless they're held responsible for it, they're not going to stop doing it.
Well, totally. The thing is, I mean, the cop looked at me point blank and is like, is there permanent damage? And I'm like, no. I mean, I pulled the sticker off and there's nothing there. And so the thing is, like, at the end of the day, it's a waste of time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can definitely pursue it, but I already know that what I did in 5 minutes and slapping together that video did much more than anything. And again, that's the consequence. This, I hate to say it, like, I put that video up. People found out who he was. I know where he works.
Oh, wow. And, okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I can tell you this without saying, he's a professor.
Oh my.
Works at a, yeah. So.
Wow.
But so this video on X has 1.2 million views. The comments are full of people going, who is he? Sure enough, someone finds him. They're getting emails as we speak, guaranteed.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope the school is.
Yeah, no kidding. Christian Kirk, thank you for your time this morning, and get back in touch with us if this continues. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, you got it. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Take care. Yeah, I'm glad we got him on here this morning.
Did you say professor?
A professor.
I almost guessed professor.
He looked like
joked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. He actually is.
All right, we've got a major network star on hold here, Chad Pergram from Fox, so I need to get to a quick commercial break. Chad, we'll be back with you in just a minute. All right, so I did have Chad Pergram hanging on the line there. He listened to the tail end of our interview with Christian Kirk, and then he had another hit he had to do for Fox, so I wasn't able to get back to him in time, and I apologize for that. I wanted to chat with him about some of the stuff in this tax bill that they're working on up in D.C. By the way, I have found out a little more information on this vandal from Kirkwood, who apparently has been walking around sticking Elon stickers on every Tesla he can find because he's just
cocky enough to think he should be able to get away with that, putting vandalizing other people's cars. And like Christian said, it didn't damage his car. He was able to peel it off with no damage. The point is, you don't have a right to go up and put anything on anybody else's car. You don't have a right to do that. It wasn't like he stuck a flyer in the windshield under the windshield wiper. He stuck something with adhesive on the side mm-hmm. of somebody else's car. Just because he thought he had a right to do it, because he's an outraged left-wing lunatic. Clearly, that's how I would paint these people that are out protesting at car dealerships. They're mad at Christian because he wanted a particular kind of car, went out and bought it. As he said, he's sort of apolitical, although this is kind of pushing him one direction or the other, he said. He wanted a Tesla, so he went out and bought one. His kids think it's cool. He thinks it's cool. And this guy is trying to punish him because of the guy who owns the company that made the truck. It's not hurting Elon Musk. Elon Musk has already got Christian's $100,000 for his Tesla truck. That's what mm-hmm. they cost, roughly.
So you're talking about the Cybertrucks.
The Cybertruck. Yeah, yeah. That money's already spent. So if it's, I assume it's, I'm pretty sure it's a Cybertruck.
I think he said
Cybertruck. If it's a Cybertruck, that's roughly what they cost. That money is already in, whatever profit Elon makes off of it is already in his bank account. So this butthead who decided he can nice. Walk around Kirkwood and slap, stickers on people's mm-hmm. cars. You don't have a right to do that.
Then he's apparently doing it all over the St. Louis area. I mean, that's what the crazy thing is. So, and now we've learned more about this guy.
So here's what we know about him. He works at Washington University
Shocker.
School of Medicine. He's not a doctor, but he works at Washington University's School of Medicine. I'm not going to say his name on the radio, but what we are going to do today is reach out to him.
I'm emailing him right now.
And
yeah.
We're going to email the school for any comment on the fact that one of their employees is on video that's gotten over 1.5 million views online vandalizing people's Teslas around the area, including the one most recently in Kirkwood, as you just heard from our guest a few minutes ago. And we'll see what the university's response is to it. Are they okay with one of their employees vandalizing cars and making headlines for it? Now, maybe they are. Maybe they're woke enough over there that they just don't care. Imagine the environment this guy works in if he works at a major university with the what we know are the academic pointy-headed liberals that work there. He probably goes to work and tells stories every day about how many of these stickers he slapped on Teslas today and has a big laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be some repercussion for this. I'm also interested in calling the prosecutor's office in the city of Kirkwood and asking why they would not prosecute this case. Police have investigated it. Why is it not prosecutable? I would encourage Christian to call the local U.S. Attorney's office mm-hmm. or the local FBI
it's good
office.
Advice.
You've got video of the guy doing it. It's not like he can deny that he did it. And whether it peeled off or not is irrelevant. I love the fact that Christian's got the guts to walk up and confront these people. A lot of people don't like confrontation.
Not only that, you don't know how he's going to react.
Well, you
I
don't.
Mean, this guy could do something crazy. If he's crazy enough to put a sticker like that on his truck and many others, he might be crazy enough to do something else.
Right. Well, I don't know. But here's the deal. He's not a teacher, from what I can tell. So I guess in this particular case, you wouldn't have to worry about him going up influencing your children. He works behind the scenes at Washington University as like a programmer or something, it says here on his bio. What a shame. What a rotten shame that happened to Christian. I'm sorry about that. I appreciate him coming on here and sharing his story today. And tune in Monday morning. We'll let you know what, if anything, we hear back from him or Washington University, where the Tesla vandal works and draws a salary, apparently. What a shame. All right, coming up, Brian Kilmeade will be in here in just a couple of minutes. Then the Andy Fry Show, Mark Reardon, 3 to 6. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 5 a.m.